Now, will you notice that in verse 17, there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore, the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone that was not clean to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover, otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "The good Lord pardon every one." Now, I think that's one of the loveliest things this king did. He returned the people to God and to God's word, and sent out these invitations, and the northern kingdom, many came down out of these different tribes here to worship. And it was a marvelous gesture. But you see, these people hadn't had the word of God all their lives. They'd been living in the northern kingdom in the place of idolatry. And yet they had a hunger and desire to want to serve God and obey Him. And they came down and they were supposed to have been cleansed, prepare their hearts for the Passover. And they weren't. And they went ahead and ate it without knowing that. And it was told Hezekiah, and Hezekiah, he prayed for them. And he said, "The good Lord pardon everyone." Isn't that a lovely thing that he did? Because of the ignorance of these people. And he went on to pray, "That prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people." Now, wasn't that a marvelous, wonderful thing? It reveals that the form and the ceremony was not the important thing. It was the condition of the hearts of the people. And what a glorious, wonderful thing that you have here.